Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hello.
What up, God? What's going on, Jerris?
So,
what up, G?
I think it's time to cancel the season, guys.
So is the background music for this pod. It's got to be Dust in the Wind, right?
Oh, maybe. Josh's favorite song.
I heard it on the radio legit three times today. And then,
wait, for real?
One of my playlists on, on the classic rock station. And on my phone, like I play the classic rock shuffle, and the first one that pops up was Dust in the Wind. Can't make it up, folks. Eli's got superpowers.
I just stopped crying, actually. I'm okay. My eyes are swollen, but I'm good to go.
That'll be pretty emotional. Me and Tony wouldn't know what it's like to have a quarterback for 15 years, three Super Bowls, but
16, right?
It's got to be tough. It's got to be pretty emotional for the Giants fan.
The one interesting thing, I hate when people are just hating on him. You can disagree. You can say, all right, he's not a Hall of Famer. Fine, you can say that. It's a good debate. I hate when people trash his career or his accomplishments. Like, comparing him to Derek Fisher, that's stupid.
Yeah, different sports.
It makes no sense.
Sports. You can't. I hate when they do that.
I also think that people don't, like, Eli's not a hateable guy. I think people now just hate him because he hasn't won, he hasn't been good lately, so they're using that to, like, trash his whole career.
Yeah, and a lot of it is just anti-New York bias with a lot of people from around the country, I'm sure, too.
You know what?
The comments that you see on Twitter, like the Derek Fisher thing that we were just talking about, stuff like that. That's all people from, it's either Patriot fans or, Eagle fans, Cowboy fans, just a bunch of haters.
Well, you know what's interesting? You know, we make the debate, he's only made the play, been the playoffs, two of the 16 years he's played. He had two really good runs. He's 500 for his career. And because he's going to get in, it's because of his last name, and then he played in New York. Well, you should get some points for playing in New York, right? Like, all the pressure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he should get some brownie points for that, so.
You guys just think he's only going to get in because he's a Manning and they're football royalty, like the Manning.
It's a big part of it.
It helps a lot.
Yeah, I think. So here's my
being in New York helps. Being in Manning helps. Beating the Patriots helps. That's all part of it.
It's amazing that he finished 116 and 116, like dead even, because that's the whole debate. Like, I feel like his whole career, notwithstanding the two Super Bowls, everyone's trying to figure out if he's good or not. And Giants fans who are Eli loyalists, they'll tell you he's great. He's a great quarterback. Then the other side will tell you no. It's the ultimate debate, but I think, maybe him being a Manning and him, being NFL Man of the Year 1 year, and they're just, like, prestigious people, and they're classy and gentlemen, and it's good for the NFL. I think that pushes him over the edge, and he'll get in. Now he's not going to get in.
The media loves him. The media loves him. That goes a long way.
Yeah.
And he's a huge part of it, too, so.
Yeah.
Him never missing a game due to injury.
Yep, that's big, too.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Like, he's uninjurable.
Yeah.
And it ended to the Geno freaking Smith that ended.
Yeah.
I know.
That's a travesty.
I forgot about
so
that.
So stupid.
So for that game, the plan was Ben McAdoo went to Eli and said, listen, we're going to start you, but you're coming out of the game for Geno. And Eli said, well, why am I even starting then? And Ben McAdoo said, to protect, your streak, the Iron Man streak. He's like, well, that's stupid. If you're going to take me out, then just don't even start me. Play him. And that's how it went. But
yeah,
I'm saying, like, he didn't want to kind of, like, I guess, spoil the streak, or what am I trying to say? Like, sour the
sour the whole record, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be like a Fugazi record, kind of like how Favre took a dive so Michael Strahan could get the Beck record.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Right.
I don't know. It's very sad for me because I remember where I was, and I was in high school still at the time when he got drafted, and I remember when they made the trade, and I was just like jumping up and down, really excited. And I've never ever had to worry about who's playing quarterback ever, never wanted. It was always exciting. Through good and bad, that's what it was. And he's just like a great guy. You know what I mean? He's just a good guy.
Well, did you shed a tear or no? You can tell us.
No, I didn't shed a tear, but it's sad. It's like just makes me think of like where I was for certain games. Like, and I'm not saying the Super Bowl, but like certain games, like the most amazing game where I was like walked away like holy shit. It wasn't any stats or any touchdowns. It was that
49ers.
The 49ers game where he just was getting picked up and body slammed.
Got destroyed,
by
yeah.
Justin Smith.
Justin Alden Smith. God. Yeah, that was crazy.
He was getting crushed. And he would get up, pick the grass up out of his face that was stuck in his face mask, and his teammates were helping put his like shoulder pads back in, and he would come in and just make a throw, you know? And then get crushed again.
That was a wild game.
Incredible. And then the game where they played, I think it was 2008, where they played the NFC Championship against Brett Favre and the Packers, where it was 0 degrees. But games like that, I think about.
Hard as nails, man. It's just,
memorable plays.
And
the Super Bowl throw, the Tyree and then Manningham, like those are going to be replayed forever and ever and ever.
And he did it all with a sick dad bod, you know. This guy isn't. a lot of quarterbacks aren't really in great shape to begin with, but I mean, geez.
He's Gumby though. He doesn't have bones.
He
doesn't get hurt. It's amazing. But yeah, I'm really sad. Like he's just a guy easy to root for. When he does great, you're extra happy because it's Eli and he has this like, oh gosh, you know.
Oh shucks!
Stupid look on his face.
Yeah, worst body language. Worst body language. Yeah.
That's what I'll think about. But you know what? I think like after they won the last Super Bowl, the Giants. I don't know. They ever since Walton Merritt died and John Merritt took over, they haven't made the right draft selection. It's weird. Like every time they have a coaching vacancy, like it seems like nobody wants the job. And it's like the New York Giants, they're one of the most storied franchises.
A lot of pressure, man. No one wants the pressure.
And like someone like the Lions coach, Matt Patricia, doesn't even want to interview. And that guy's a bum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it's a different world now.
They need to restore their credibility, I think, a lot of ways. Like right now, everyone's saying it. Like, Daniel Jones could use Odell Beckham right now. You know, that would be nice. Daniel Jones, Odell Beckham, and Saquon. But it seems like he traded away all the good players, and now he's trying to draft to replace those good players when he has them already in place.
Right.
I'm not a huge Edelman fan. Yeah, I would like to see him go, and I don't know about Shurmur.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll both be gone. So that brings up, you know, is it too soon for Daniel Jones? I think so. You know, Juice, you were saying the Arizona game, which was like what week what?
I think that was the reason I said Arizona was because that was after the bye week. So that way, like, if I think it's the first 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So say Eli's gotta go. You give him his final game against New England. And then next, you give a bye. You give an extra 10 days to Danny Jones to prepare as the starter for his next team.
Right.
But I get the side of it, too. Like, at the same time, you're throwing the season's a waste, right? If you go with Eli, you know, they might be 0-6. They still might be 0-6 with Daniel Jones. Like, I don't know what the right answer is. Like, I've seen quarterbacks sit for 3 years like Aaron Rodgers and be amazing, or they just start from the get-go and they're good.
Right.
And vice versa, bad the other way too.
Right. Yeah. I mean, these guys are trying to save the jobs.
You're cool. You're cool with the move, though, for the most part, right?
Yeah, my sadness comes from me just being that it's over for Eli. You know, like he's not gonna come back unless Danny Jones gets hurt. They're not gonna trot out Danny Jones for 2 weeks or 3 weeks and say, "Well, he's not ready. Let's go back to Eli." No, now it's sink or swim for Danny Jones.
Yeah,
and we'll find out if Shermer's a good coach or not. If not, he's gonna lose his job. And then if they really stink and Jones really sucks, guess what? They're gonna get a quarterback next year.
Jeez,
that's crazy. 2 years in a row, top 10 pick.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You have to get the quarterback position right. You have to. You can't try out like. Listen, would you be like? Look what the Bears are doing right now. They don't have a quarterback. Mitchell Trubisky's not it.
He's not the guy. No, he's Sanchez.
You know, and look, I think what Arizona did took balls, but they had to do it. Otherwise, they'd still be with Josh Rosen. Like you want.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray's better. You know what I mean?
You
need to do it.
Yeah. Well,
I think Jones will be good. I don't think there's much like bust potential with him. You know, he might be like a pedestrian, average to above average quarterback, but I don't see him being like terrible. You know what I mean? He seems like pretty.
Right.
He might just be like a boring Alex Smith type.
Joe Flacco.
Guy like that, yeah.
Like a Joe Flacco type. You know, I mean, this will make the Giants at least interesting, watchable, because their defense is so bad. You know, they have no chance to win these games. And it was just going to be, you know, unwatchable. And, you know, the debate, why is Eli in there? Come on, get him. You know, like, it's just, it would have got nauseating. So, I think it's good just for, as a viewer, it's good. As a Giant fan, you know, I know you guys feel, you know, differently, depending on who you are, you know.
You can enjoy Sundays now. Now it's like, all right, we're on to the future.
But at the same time, it's kind of nerve-wracking seeing the number six pick play, you know, because if he sucks, it's like, oh, this, what a waste, you know.
Yeah.
So it's...
He's not exactly and he's not getting thrown into the best situation. I mean, Shepard's hurt. Hopefully he's back. Golden Tate.
Coleman's hurt.
Around him outside of...
Corey Coleman, yeah.
It's just Barkley.
Yeah.
So... Can we trust itself right away?
That's the other thing. I think they didn't. You can't waste Barkley, right? You can't.
And what's up with Evan Engram, bro?
I was never high on him. He shows flashes.
Yeah, he hasn't done much.
He had a great first game, and then last game, I look up. It's like almost the end of the game. He got 3 catches for 4 yards. Meanwhile, there's no other like pass catching threats on the team. Like you'd think he's a huge game. I don't know what his deal is.
Way too inconsistent. Is that guy's fault? I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. It could be. I mean, Eli looks old. I mean, he looks old this season. Like, watching him in training camp and just watching him trot out, I was like,
he is old.
The amount of tip passes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like what you're saying, the tip passes, he can't throw the ball down the field either.
Like, but that's been his MO for like, God, like the last like 5 years, I feel like, you know? Like how many tip pass interceptions? I'd love to know like who has like the tip pass interception record. He's got to be up there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a stat like that out there. But
let's move on to the Jets. Before I start crying again.
Do we have to? Wait, do we have to? I mean,
yeah, I don't want to talk about them.
What?
Well, we could be quick. I watched every snap of that Jets game because I had fantasy players in the game and I had a chance to win, which I did win. But I thought they played good defense.
They did
for a while.
They're very good.
As much as they could.
Nothing exemplifies just end the season or same old Jets as much as this season. This might be the most same old Jets just end the season ever. I mean,
this is
a joke.
They're not obviously making the playoffs, but if Darnold comes back, we have to see him play well for like a long stretch. So he's the guy.
Has there ever been?
We have to see that this year.
Wait, has there ever been an athlete that has been out with mono ever? This is probably the first. It's got to be the first. Unless they didn't report it.
Unless they didn't. There's got to be a few.
Yeah, unless they like didn't report it. You know what I mean? Like they just made up another injury, but he really had mono.
He was on the radio, and he has actually a great attitude, and I like listening to him speak. He's very well spoken.
Yeah.
He says that, and I don't know if he's lying or not. He says he doesn't know how he got it, which makes me think, okay, there's like two ways he can get it. Like maybe he's like, he has a girlfriend or he has some girl or whatever, he's making out with her and she had it. Okay, shit happens. The other thing is like, maybe he was like sharing water bottles or something like that.
Instead of, yeah, it could be from water bottles, it could be from like a lot of things with that.
Yeah, I mean, it clearly showed in the first game. I mean, he didn't look...
He didn't look right.
Yeah,
bro.
He probably had it then. Yeah, he probably had it. I mean,
He said it. He didn't want to use it as an excuse, but he admitted. He's like, yeah, he's like, to be honest, I wasn't feeling myself for a few days before that. I couldn't sleep at all. I had cold sweats at night.
Put him in the bathroom.
He wasn't himself. I don't think, you know, the Jets didn't, the Gates didn't do him any favors and the players around him, but
yeah.
I'm almost relieved that he was kind of not feeling well.
He's not the big party type, right? Like he, you know, you don't hear about him the town, you know. Like
we're having a party.
He says that he doesn't like to.
Yeah, so
he's not about that.
Who knows what it could be? Yeah, just you know.
He's good though, man. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him. I want him to do well. I want him to do better than Baker Mayfield. Baker gets all the attention. I want him to be better than Josh Allen. Josh Allen looks good. As soon as I called him Kyle Bowler, he played way better.
Yeah, he's looked good.
I like him.
He's looked good.
I kind of like him. You can tell he's like really competitive. He's got like a mean streak to him.
He's like a better Mariota.
I'm becoming a fan of him. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, because Mariota.
He fits that team. He fits the way they want to play. So
yeah,
it works out for them.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Good, great defense, and yeah.
Can you improve on accuracy though? Can
you,
like,
maybe he could be like a Dante Culpepper is like his like ceiling.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Right?
Comparison either.
Both got guns. They can run big.
Yeah.
Big. Yeah, I like it.
Pretty good bleeding.
Yeah.
Culpepper. Culpepper was a dream.
I was really impressed with Le'Veon Bell. He's awesome.
He's a beast.
I told you, man. Matt Berry was worried about Le'Veon. Get out of here. He's an animal.
Well, now I got now we.
So good.
But now you really got to worry about him, though, because they're just going to run him into the ground. He's going to.
Well, you can't do. They can't do that. They can't. He had 10 catches and 20 carries last game. You can't do that. You have to. Where's Montgomery? Like he has. I thought he was going to be a huge part of the offense. He's not even in. Like, yeah. I'm like, come on, Gase.
Nothing really matters because that offensive line might be the worst I've ever seen. I mean, that last game was a joke.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
But then how come they ask Gates, like, how come you're not double teaming Myles Garrett or having a tight end staying to like
that guy
and help out? He's like, oh well, I'm like, dude, what? It's like the most casual observer can tell you need to double team this guy.
Yeah.
And they're not doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know about Gates at all. He seems very. Very stubborn, doesn't like taking any advice from anyone or criticism.
Yeah.
I never liked him.
Yeah, plus he's not the mountains guy, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
He'll probably be gone. I mean...
I always thought they were friends.
I mean, they might be.
They know each other, like, they pass by, but, like, they're not, like, best friends. I feel like in NFL, all these guys know each other.
Yeah.
Some way, you know, like... There's a connection almost in all these
but
people.
You want to hear something that's just so Jets. So, I mean, amongst other things. They just signed a quarterback, David Fales. Fales. So now they have... They have Fales and Falk.
and Thicken.
And Thicken.
Ball, yeah. Thicken. Yeah.
Fales, Falk, and Thicken. There you go.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Maybe...
Your New York Jets, folks.
Maybe Luke Falk turns into Tom Brady. You never know.
Or Fales. David Fales. Would you rather Fales or Falk succeed?
Give me Fales. Let me try Fales.
Okay.
I've seen enough of Falk. Fuck. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about the uniforms, Juice?
I do like the uniforms. I'll say that.
I think my favorite combination is all white jersey with a white pants. with the greenhouse.
Yeah.
When are they gonna break that out though? They usually do that like opening game, and they didn't do it. They did the green with the white. The Gotham green.
They're just stupid. They just don't know.
They're not gonna do white on white like once it gets like colder. I feel like they never do that.
So I was reading an article. I looked it up last night. When the Jets or Giants can leave MetLife, one of them can leave 2025. They can get out.
Hmm.
Where are they going to go?
Interesting.
That's up to them. I mean, whatever. If the Jets can find somewhere to go, they can get out.
And they should start now. Like, they should start, like, looking into this.
That should be priority number one. You can claim New York City.
Yep.
No one can make those stupid New Jersey jokes, as stupid as they are. Like, just... Or go to Long Island. Like, they don't.
Well, don't go to Long Island. Go to Queens. Queens is fine.
Queens. Put it in the parking lot of City Field. They set a zone for a stadium.
Yeah, knock down those chop shops, which are not even being used, apparently.
It just seems like a no-brainer to me. Like,
yeah.
The fans would be so happy with Woody Johnson, Chris Johnson. They wouldn't, you know. It would make them go up like 50 points in their book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, create an identity. I mean, the Clippers are doing it. You know, they're looking into building an arena. So, like, you know, you gotta, like, yeah, they gotta start doing
it. You're not stuck there.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like, even for the Giants fans, where's the Giant logo in midfield? The Jets don't even have, like...
Yeah, we don't have...
I hate that. It's just an NFL. There's no...
Worst stadium.
It's like a home field advantage at all. It's just terrible.
Yeah, it's just so boring and basic and... I don't know one person who likes that stadium. Not one.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Big freaking toaster oven air conditioner. Disaster.
Yeah. But...
Well, going on.
So far, it's been a fun season. I mean, Mahomes is ridiculous.
Patrick Mahomes, yeah. Bro. Mahomes.
Yeah. I mean...
He's incredible.
Yeah, I have. I've heard it since I was in like seventh grade.
He's playing a different game out there than everyone.
When I watch him, it's not when he's going to win a Super Bowl. When? It's like, how many is this guy?
How many, yep.
Well, unless...
He would have had it last year.
Unless Tommy Touchdown has something to say about it. But, I mean, at this point, it's Pat's Chiefs in the AFC Championship, right? I mean,
yeah.
Is there any debating that?
Chiefs will get their revenge. They had it last year.
I mean, What other teams look legit right now in the AFC that like could really Ravens? Okay,
Baltimore.
Yeah,
Baltimore.
Lamar the God.
Lamar, Tone's boy, Lamar.
Yeah, man.
So one of my favorite people to listen to and to watch when he's on Monday Night Football is Steve Young. Steve Young comes on Michael K's show every Monday.
Yeah,
and then he does that Monday Night Football at night. He said. The AFC's already cooked. It's already done. He's like, they don't even need to play the game. It's going to be Patriots, Chiefs. He's like, yeah, people can talk about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. He's like, but that's fun for now, and it looks great. They're going to be great. He's awesome, but it's not going to last and go through the playoffs. Like he said, there's nobody in the AFC at all. He's like, it's not even worth it.
Yeah, Chargers have looked underwhelming.
Chargers, if they're healthy, I could see them do well.
But they always choke too. I don't know.
Everybody lost their quarterback. Think about the Colts, Luck retired. Ben Roethlisberger is done. The Steelers, you know, they're going with their second string.
Yeah, they look like garbage.
Jacksonville, football full.
Minshew.
Texans, maybe. Texans have potential.
Actually, yeah, Texans look pretty good.
But Deshaun Watson is like David Carr out there. It's like they never learn.
Actually,
gonna get some killed out there.
Actually, yeah, they barely won
tried.
Both those games.
I guess they tried getting Tunsil. Like, they made a move, but
yeah.
It hasn't helped so far.
But yeah, they barely won both those games, yeah. I mean, on paper they look ridiculous, but I don't know. Chiefs and Pats, man.
Yeah, NFC. I hope that's what it is.
NFC
that'll be the best matchup.
NFC's up for grabs, I think.
Yeah, especially with Breeze getting hurt.
I think the best team is the Dallas Cowboys. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree. Their defense is ridiculous. Now they got some weapons. They got Devin Smith
for a Jet.
The John Idzik pick of the century.
Oh my God.
So yeah, and they got Gallup, Cooper, obviously.
Witten's like back. Witten's back, killing it.
Yeah, Witten.
Guy never.
Yep.
He'll never retire. Well, he did, but he'll never go away.
He saw what it's like on the other side. He's like, this is probably easier playing football than commentating on Monday Night Football.
Dallas can get home field, they're in good shape. If they can somehow get home field and not have to travel anywhere, then they're in a really great place. And listen, if the Giants end up firing Pat Shurmur, I wouldn't mind stealing Kellen Moore from Dallas.
Oh, the coordinator? Yeah, he's been killing it.
Coordinator. So young, too, you know?
Yeah, he'll definitely be a head coach in a couple of years.
Is he another McVay?
Sure. I mean, he played quarterback. He knows what he's like. Those are the kind of guys you got to look to hire.
Yeah. True.
Good move by them.
Yeah. So Cowboys look good. Packers, I right now the Packers, I think, you know, they could be there. We'll see.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers impresses me anymore.
He what? Say that again?
Aaron Rodgers doesn't look like... He looks like he's a little past his time now, Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he might
be. He's like screaming at the coaches, and I don't know. They're winning, but I think it's because of the defense.
The defense has been good.
Have you guys looked at the Johnny yet?
Not yet.
Well, for this week, no.
Spreads just went up.
I'm going to make my pick.
Spreads just went up.
Okay.
Cowboys favored by 21.5 over the Fins, and Pats 22.5 over the JETS. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. 22.5.
I guess that the Dolphins are tanking, but at what point is it they gave up too much talent? Because even if you have they're not going to win a game next year because essentially they'll fill the college team on the field.
There's not a team this year that's going to be there next year. There's no one. They're not building like any type of culture. Like, a lot of people in the media, what they're doing is really stupid. It's not going to work.
So
you can't trade all these young guys. Who's left? I can't name one player on their team.
Drake is Kenyon Drake.
All right, Kenyon Drake and this dude Ballard. Like, who's the Devontae Parker on the team? Guys like that.
I don't know.
He's a boss.
Their defense. I can't name one defender.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
The thing is, when you get draft, right? If the Jets or Giants get a draft pick, you pray that they draft somebody like a Laremy Tunsil or get somebody like a Minka Fitzpatrick. So they hit on those picks already. Why are they unloading them?
Fitzpatrick is awesome.
To get draft picks so that, you know, you could risk not hitting. It just doesn't make sense. I don't know.
And that's risky for Pittsburgh. I assume they think Big Ben will come back no problem next year, but that could easily be a top 10 pick this year.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Or next year. Whatever. Yeah, next year.
I took it as they like the other guy, Mason.
They like Rudolph. Yeah, I guess they figure either way, hey, we'll have Rudolph or Big Ben comes back healthy. I still think Ben will come back healthy for like a couple more
years.
Yeah,
he's a beast. He's a beast.
They said Jake Delhomme had that same thing. He came back the next year. He had the best year of his career.
Yeah,
his arm felt like 10 times stronger.
Went to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah, he had that rookie of the year, Henry Rowan Gardner arm.
Daylight come and you must alone.
What happened?
Daylight come
How
and
old
you
is Big Ben?
Must alone. Oh.
Like, he's the man. He's a good quarterback.
Big Ben is... Well, he's Eli's age. No, he's 37.
He's Eli's age.
Yeah, 37,
38. Yeah. He seems younger than, doesn't he seem younger than Phil and Eli, but he's the same age, right? I mean, he seems younger.
Well, cause he's looked the same. He's always looked the same. He, like,
I don't know why.
He looked old when he was young.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked old. Yeah. Got that big, you know, chubby body.
Ogre,
yeah. So my lock of the week, just looking at the Johnny picks, Colts, 1.5 favorites hosting the Falcons.
Who is it?
Colts, 1.5 favorites over the Falcons, home.
Okay, the Colts are... Did they win last week?
They won in Tennessee by like 2 points.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they lost by like 1 or 2 and covered. I heard they covered them.
And then they barely beat, right. You know, they barely beat the Chargers week 1. I knew it. You know, in our preview pod, you know, I said like they're kind of like a sleeper. They're not going to make a lot of noise.
Didn't the Chargers win?
Yeah, the Chargers did win, but like the they went to OT, didn't they? Didn't it go to OT?
Oh yeah.
So. But,
it's
going to be another tough week in
that
the
Giants. That was a great game. The Eagles and the Falcons was crazy. So they're coming off a good win.
Right. Juice, you're experiencing the Johnny.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I'm not doing well. I got 3 wins in week 1 and 3 wins in week 2. So at least I'm consistent.
You're not dead last.
We'll see. Yeah, but then.
You're not dead last.
Yeah, then you'll probably get 12. Then you'll probably get 12 this week. Win, you'll be up for the year. You coast the rest of the year.
You're not dead last, Juice. You're next to last. Shouts to Chris Mealy, fan of the pod. He's dead last with 8 wins.
What happened? I watched Mealy. That Eagles game.
Really,
every time Carson Wentz gets hit, I think he's done for the year.
Well, he dives forward
tough,
like all the time.
He's so tough.
He always is diving forward.
He's tough, but sometimes he plays stupid. That's why he gets hurt. Diving head first, like you said, diving head first, doing crazy stuff. Just chill, man. 1 year.
He always looks like it's like 10 below outside. Like he's always so red. I know he's from like one of the Dakotas, but
breathing really heavy. Like,
yeah.
Just got finished like hunting bison for the past 8 days.
Oh yeah,
straight.
That dude eats access. That dude eats access deer on the reg. Yep, him and Joe Rogan.
Carson.
Anything else? NFL. Or it's only 2 weeks.
I think what are some other stories? The injuries.
My favorite.
I gotta find out Cam Newton's stylist because awesome.
Oh my god.
This is Doubtfire.
Oh my god.
This is Doubtfire. This is Mary Poppins. I don't know what. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then he had a cop, like he's like, I gotta just look at myself in the mirror. I was just like, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Look at your stylist.
He might be done too, man. He's really gone downhill the last few years since his MVP year.
Just injuries, man. Like, he can't stay on the field. He might be done. Like, the injuries are taking so... He's taken so many hits since college, high school, I bet, running.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Tough.
Always hurt now.
Yeah.
I do... I love... My favorite player to watch right now is Lamar Jackson. And I hope he just...
Lamar, the god.
He looks like the fantasy god. He looks like Michael Vick out there.
Awesome. The offense they run is great. They have like 8 tight ends who can block and catch.
Yeah.
So like you can run with them at the read option. He does a play action. He goes deep to like, what's his name? Hollywood Brown, Antonio Brown's cousin.
Yep.
Yeah, I like their offense.
They're fun to watch.
They're like a college team with like NFL coaching.
For the first time like ever, the Ravens are fun to watch. I mean, they've had some defenses back in the day that were fun to watch, but on offense, they were always so boring. So, yeah, man, they can make some noise, but not this year. I think it's Chiefs, Pats, and
we'll see this week. You got Baltimore at KC.
That's going to be a great game. That's probably the game of the week in my in my eyes.
What's the Sunday night game? What's the game tomorrow?
So the game
Titans Jaguars.
The game tomorrow is Titans Jags. I'm staying far away from that game.
I feel like every year they play on Thursday. They definitely did last year. Yeah. The worst game of the year by far.
I think the Sunday night game is Rams Browns.
It is. Oh, yeah, Rams right. at Browns. Hopefully the Browns get embarrassed because they're trash. I don't think they're good at all.
They did not look good. No, I'm not impressed.
I'm not impressed at all. Donald's going to crush Baker. And then Monday.
And Joku is out for the year or close to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's actually a lot of good games this week, but that Ravens Chiefs takes the cake. That's actually is it a 1 o'clock? Ah, damn. I wish that was a 4 o'clock, but yeah, it's a 1 o'clock.
Oh, but it's a 4 o'clock. No, it's not. National game.
It's 1 o'clock. That sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Bullshit. If you look at the next 6 Monday Night Football games, it's all dog shit.
Yeah, Chicago.
Bears
or Redskins?
The Jets and the Patriots. Oh my god!
Which one? Oh, the second one. The one in New England.
Yeah.
I know the one in MetLife.
No, the one in New York. It's like week 7.
Great. Still getting embarrassed at home. National title.
Donald will be back by then. But when is the last time the Jets won a primetime game? Can you ever remember? Oh, last year against the Lions. But outside of that, they always get embarrassed every time.
I'll never forget the last year they were good. Was the 2010 season, the Hard Knock season, where Rex was talking shit, and they lost. Was it on Monday night or Sunday night? They lost 44-3 or 45-3. Remember that? But we won. We beat them, in the divisional round, the playoffs, in July.
Yeah.
But I remember that regular season game because there was so much hype for it, and then we got fucking asses kicked.
Remember what was it? His first game as a Jet coach. It was like, I think it was our second game. It was a home opener against Baltimore Monday night.
Oh.
Remember?
They knocked
the crap out of Flacco on the first play. We're like, oh my God, this is it. They hit the ball to 1 yard line. they go 3 and out, and then they missed the field goal.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
It was horrible. Yeah, they lost like 10-3 or something like that.
9-6 or something like that.
Yes.
6-3 or something ridiculous.
I was
like
at,
that. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was at, like, what was it, like Jay-Z and Eminem or something like that, so I couldn't watch it. So I got home, and I watched it at, like, midnight. And I told, I stayed off social media. I told people, don't tell me, anything. And, yeah, I stayed up and watched that fucking snoozer that they lost. But that was also the 2010 season, the Hard Knock season. So.
Oh, yeah.
But,
the greatest Hard Knock season ever.
Ever. No, it's still to this day, I think, has the highest ratings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So. Falcon fails, baby. Can we talk about Succession? The greatest show on television right now?
Josh, you're trolling, right? Like, you didn't...
How many episodes has it been?
Six?
Five?
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Six?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna run through them. I just gotta back in.
So easy to.
Yeah.
I'm jealous that you can watch them back to back.
I'm like legit
every
jealous.
Time it ends, I want to cry.
I'm legit jealous, Juice. Like you can like one of these weekends just binge it and or nights whatever. And I'm
watch
so
it
jealous.
Tonight.
Yeah, hang up and like watch two episodes.
No football. You got no class tonight. You got no football. This is
no NBA.
Prime time.
Yep.
Prime time. No WWE. Okay.
Okay.
True. Okay.
You
can do it. Okay.
Yeah, bro. But
okay.
Should we talk about it? Or
the greatest show.
I mean, no,
sure.
No spoilers. Juice, do you want? I mean, if you
There's
want
no
to hang
spoilers.
Up, or you want to hang
it's
on.
Like, you show this stuff. But this show is almost like it's not a plot where like the spoilers really matter. It's just more like the dialogue.
Yeah, that's true.
The characters make the show and.
The characters make the show. It's just, oh god, it's so amazing. Like, I hate to compare it to Billions. I think we've done that before, because they are
it's
similar, but it's very different. And
yeah,
it's oh my god,
the acting, the storylines, it just shits on Billions. It's not even close.
Yeah, yeah.
It just feels like so realistic.
Yeah,
I didn't even
watch that. I really know that world, growing up there with the media mogul family. But it seems like it's realistic.
Yeah, very much so. Who's your favorite character?
Every episode it changes.
Yeah, no, that's what's so good about
it.
Yeah.
Roman. Right now, like Kendall. Kendall or Tom?
Yeah, no, Kendall's my favorite.
Kendall. In the beginning, Kendall's awesome. I think he's like accepting that he's like a fuck up.
Oh, and he's just rolling with it, yeah.
He's just content with it. He's like, you know what, man? Whatever.
Well,
he's
now
kind of like uptight now.
Well, you know what it is? He's acting like, you know what? I got nothing to lose. You know, like,
yeah.
That's kind of like the way he's been this season. Is just like, I don't give a fuck. If I relapse, I relapse. If I, you know, I'm just go for broke. You know, like whatever. Like,
yeah.
My dad, you know, he's got me. But Juice, you watched all last season, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So anyone who hasn't watched, you know, turn it off. But spoiler alert. He kills that guy. He doesn't directly kill him, but he gets in the car accident and the guy dies. And obviously, like, you know, Logan finds out and now he's got, you know, leverage over him. And, you know, that's why. Now, do you think that's going to get revealed somehow? Like, do you think that's going to get out?
It's going to pop up somewhere. Yeah. Just in case if, like, Kendall goes against, you know, his dad again, he's holding that in his back pocket and probably has evidence to show like what happened, that he could go to the media with it and kind of sabotage him.
Well, do you think after, you know, smacking Roman there at the end of the last episode, and
that shows that that's been going on forever.
What shows?
Where that, like, the child abuse that Kendall protected him so quick and rushed to his defense, but you, like, they grew up in that, like, since they were really young.
You just bring up a good point. So first off, the opening to Succession, and HBO kills it with all their openings. It's amazing. Like, it's the, I don't know who produced that song, but like, I just can't get it out of my head. But when they show the kids when they're younger,
yeah,
at the estate, and they're like lined up next to each other, isn't Connor supposed to be like so much older than Roman and Kendall?
No. Wait, who?
Connor. The oldest son.
Oh, Connor. Oh.
They have the four kids like lined up next to each other, and like, I get it, Kendall, Shiv, and Roman are pretty similar in age, but like, Connor's like way older than them, and like, he's like standing next to them like they're all the same age. I don't know. It might just be a minor little thing. But
I gotta look at it.
Yeah, just like watch it again. Like, the four of them are standing in place, and I don't know. Connor should be like so much older than them, but whatever. It's just, it's nothing. But that opening is amazing.
Where was Greg the Egg living at that time?
Greg the Egg. Oh my God. Him and Tom's dynamic, like, it's gotten to a point.
I'm a big fan of Your Money. Dude, you have to watch.
Dude, it's so good. It's gotten to the point where when Greg and Tom just talk, like, they could be talking about nothing, and it's the funniest thing ever. Like, I just have the giggles, you know? Oh, my
God. He's like, oh, hello, my little Sherpa. What's up there, right? Oh, he's the man.
Oh, jeez.
With the comedy, when they were doing the roast, he's like, oh, shit, I hope he doesn't roast me.
Yeah.
like he's no one important.
I know.
Like,
I know. About? Tom is just, I feel so bad. Something bad's going to happen to Tom. Either he's going to get...
Well, good for Tom, though. He stood up for his open relationship. He stood back up to Shiv.
Yeah, I guess, you know, for a second there, I wasn't sure if they had, like, a quote-unquote open relationship or... It was unsaid, but yeah, I guess they do.
She was blocking him, and she's like, "Oh no, it was different with the other guy." He's like, "We know him. What do you mean?"
Yeah, I don't know what it is with Shiv. I think it's the haircut. Like, I like the shorter hair, but she's looking good.
Yeah, she got a lot better over the second season.
Yeah, Juice, please do us a favor, hang up, and go watch at least one episode.
I started watching Friday Night Lights.
Oh,
and
what the fuck? Really
good. Really good.
Never watched an episode. the movie or the show?
I watched it when it came out this year ago, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
What is it, on Netflix or Showtime?
I watched it on NBC On Demand.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay. Sure.
Sure.
I heard it was good, though. I gotta check it out. I actually heard it was good.
Juice, I guarantee you'll watch first episode of Succession Season 2, and you're gonna text us afterwards and be like, thank you, guys. Thank you for telling me to watch this. I'm gonna binge the rest of the season tonight.
You haven't watched one yet?
I watched the first two, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're good.
Yeah, four more. Come on.
Fuck off.
So good.
What else is going on in the world today?
Oh, I mean, we could be here for like another 3 hours if you want to get that, you know.
Yeah.
Are the Yankees done now?
No.
I'm watching them right now, Jerry. They're about to clinch tonight.
Yeah. Two more weeks of regular season.
Yeah. Giancarlo Stanton came back today, ripped a double his first at bat. He's looking good.
Seve looked good last night.
But Betances. Poor Dylan Betances.
I know, man. Yeah. That's been his MO. You know, he's always injured. It's too bad.
It's a shame, though, because he's about to be a free agent, and he's never gotten big money so far. It's tough for these guys. He's probably getting paid I think he had opportunity. But, like, if you don't get that first contract, you don't make much at all. Like, Judge right now is making, like, $500,000.
Wait, what? He hasn't gotten... Wow. I always forget how, like, young he is.
No, these guys, they have control. These teams have control for, like, forever. It's terrible. So there's definitely going to be, like, a strike, or they're really going to have to change it. It's not fair at all.
Right.
If a Judge tore his knee up today, he would never got paid in his place. I'm sure someone would, but... Hey, God, it's not... I heard like that. He never got his big payday.
Right. So,
You feel from in that regard.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. But
they're going to be there. Yeah, I can't wait for that. Some high quality New York sports for that I'm a fan of.
Yeah, and I'm you know the Yanks have been rolling pretty much all season, so I'm ready for like the playoffs to get here already because you know I haven't really been watching much this month because you know they've kind of clinched it and
yeah
yeah so you know just get to the Astros series. And let's go. Let's roll. Mets are out of it, right? They're completely done.
Who was that?
The Mets.
It's still like 3 games back, but what is there? Maybe like 10 games left? 12 games left?
They need to win like 8 of 10.
They pretty much have to win.
Yeah, practically win
10
out.
Yeah.
Put them in a body bag.
So, tough. Yeah. Tough year for them.
Yeah. So, yeah, they made it interesting, though. You know, it's not like they were done by, like, July, so.
How was the Mohawk Valley? What did you get at P&G's?
It was good. Yeah, it was fine. Good. You know, burger, it was, you know, huge burger. Waffle fries, that was good. For free.
Nice. So. Me and Juice went to Cipriani on 42nd.
Oh, yeah. Had a party?
Yeah, it was a party.
Party with any Knicks?
Big party. Guys, we're two weeks. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's cheeseburger day. Yeah, did you get your cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger time!
I had one last night, actually. I had one at P&G's.
It was good, but not today.
Okay, but that's not cheeseburger day, Tone. That was Sunday.
I know. I don't go by those freaking days, except for Taco Tuesday. I always go by Taco Tuesday.
Every day is a day. Always a day.
Yeah.
National Guacamole Day, Tequila Day, Shrimp Day.
Thursday, Shmonday. Shmonday is my favorite.
Yeah.
Shmonday.
Plenty of days to have days, you know?
Yeah. A lot of days. Tomorrow's going to be a day. You know, 2 weeks from now, there'll be a
day. After that, the day.
Yeah.
There's days going on. A lot of days.
A lot of days. Yeah, I think Friday, my favorite day. Pizza day.
Pizza Friday? Yeah.
Always.
Oh, my God. Did you see Portnoy's pizza review today?
Oh, with the Cheez-It pizza from Pizza Hut? Ugh.
Juice, did you see that? Nah.
It's probably...
You should go there, because it's near you. It's in North Bergen. So
oh, yeah, he was at the North Bergen one, yeah.
It's on JFK, the boulevard, so...
JFK, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Cheez-It pizza. It's supposedly like the only location that has it around here.
I'm not a big fan of his, but... No,
it looked
weird. Okay.
It looked really freaking
it
weird.
It looked like a fried ravioli.
He said it tasted like a knish.
Yeah, it looked like that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Oh, what kind of combo was that? The Cheez-It one? And these places are getting desperate now. You got KFC coming out with the donut chicken sandwich.
Oh, that looks just heart attack on a fucking, yeah. I mean,
that doesn't even taste good. I don't know if that.
How do you even
really
eat that?
Well.
How do you even eat that? Like, yeah, it doesn't seem like a good combo.
Yeah, it's soft. It would get squishy. Then if you hold it, wouldn't it like kind of like squish in your hands and turn to like a cake?
Yeah,
mush
no thanks. No, thank you.
America, man. America.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah, America. You know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, fuck. But
what else? Anything?
No.
Oh, Frank! How did we forget about Frank Della Quina?
Oh, FIBA Frank. I don't know. Should we save that?
Hey, come on.
We need like a full hour for that. We need like a full.
No.
We need like a full pot.
We're gonna forget.
I mean, definitely for for the NBA preview, I was gonna get really into that. You know. When we preview our Knicks, but we could talk about it a little bit. I mean,
it just happened.
He played well. He shot 36% from three. Played great defense. Great team basketball. I mean, was big in that win over the U.S. Let's just hope it carries over. Let's see if like Fizdale can coach him up. If they actually give him a chance. But if he could shoot, I mean, that's really what he needed to improve the most, right? His dribble looked tighter.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, what do you guys think? I'm obviously a stan, so.
He looks stronger.
Yeah, he looks bigger. He looks taller. Yeah, he looks like he's like 6'8" now. So, and he looks pretty built. Are you buying real estate on Della Quina Island? That's the question.
Yeah, I mean, these are like the prices right now are like prime depression era prices. You can't get any better. This is great. I'm buying a ton of land. Wow. A ton of villas.
Hardy, hardy, har. Har, har.
Do you think FIBA Frank is like Hoodie Mello? It just means nothing? Or is there something to get?
Well, I mean, listen. The coach for France was his coach, I guess, on the... like the French team, the under-18 team he played for or whatever. So yeah. He's used to him, you know. He's probably the coach that he feels the most comfortable around. So, like I said, it's going to be on Fizdale and Co. Can they coach him up? Can they give him the chance? You know, can he stay healthy too? Though,
yep.
You know, he was hurt like half of last season. So,
I think you got me and Josh back on the Hopium.
Okay, so you're thinking about
buying some property,
Della Quina Island. Okay, we haven't seen him and Dennis together. We haven't seen that yet.
It'd be a good combo.
They might complement each other good. You know, well, you never know.
What about the Knicks? They were like flipping the big tires on Canal Street. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's at that's at Dog Pound. I've been to that gym before. It's sick.
Oh, is it on like in Chinatown, right?
Yeah, well, no. It's in Tribeca. It's like right... It's like...
Oh, okay.
It's like where Canal almost... You're almost on the West Side Highway. It's like real over on the West Side, but right off Canal. And it's just like a lot of athletes and celebs go there and shit. So, yeah.
Interesting.
It's really
sick. The Dog Pound?
Dog Pound, yeah. I can't even imagine what, you know, a membership is like there. You pretty much have to be like a somebody. So...
They're free. Only the Nets have to pay. Freaking Jerry's.
I'm telling you. I mean, we'll get more into it, but I have a bad feeling. Shouts to Adam.
You think they got some bad mojo coming towards them?
I don't know. I just have a inkling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could see it being a huge disaster.
Disaster. Yeah.
Who's the owner now?
Something Asai? What's it?
It's like an Asian guy.
Yeah, Joe Asai or something?
Yeah. Alibaba. Oh, the trade. Yeah. Right.
And him and Andrew Yang are hashtag gang gang. They're like buddies. That's why Andrew Yang's been like trashing the Knicks and praising the Nets.
He's gotta stop. It's not funny anymore.
I like him, but his sports takes are trash. Like, just get out of here with
that. A little too much.
Talk about UBI. Yeah. Talk about, you know, technology. Talk about, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
for
automation. Sure. Stay away from the Knicks, okay?
Tomorrow's guest on the Bill Simmons podcast is Beto O'Rourke.
Beto? I'm not a big Beto guy. I don't know.
I don't know much about him. Is that even his real name? Or what's...
Yeah, I mean, he's from El Paso. He's, you know, big on, you know, banning all the guns and banning all the guns.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Right. Yeah. Right. He just had Malcolm Gladwell on, who I just discovered.
I watched the Yankee game.
What happened?
Are you watching this?
No.
Ottavino just made the most ridiculous throw from the... He fielded a ground ball and threw it to the catcher. He threw it like 50 feet wide.
Who did?
It was like a 50-cent throw. Ottavino.
Oh.
Put it on now. Put it on. You'll catch it.
The TV in here only has a Fire Stick, so it's too much.
Ah, jeez. It's really funny. Wow. Anyway.
But yeah, he just had Malcolm Gladwell on, and when he posted about the podcast, literally all the comments, and I had no idea about this, and I should have known about this, but apparently Gladwell and Epstein were pretty good friends, and he was in the logs, like on his plane going to the island. So not a Malcolm Gladwell fan anymore. So oh well.
Okay, I see where it's going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, literally everyone was commenting on it. I'm like, where the fuck have I been?
Right. Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Josh, you watched it, right? The Rodman 30 for 30? Yeah, that was really good.
Oh, I got to watch that. I got to watch that.
Start from the beginning. It's sad? Yeah, really sad.
I got to watch that.
It's interesting dude, for sure.
Yeah. All right, guys, we should go.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Peace. You're welcome.